Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In 1978, there were more black men enrolled in medical school than there were in 2014. Our next guest is trying to change that. Linda Berry started a program to help minority students pursue careers in science and medicine. And last week, the first class graduated with master's degrees in biomedical science. Dr. Berry is an assistant professor of surgery at the University of Connecticut and director of the Young Innovative Investigator Program. And Dr. Berry, let's just define the problem here. Why is the number of black male medical students going down?
You know, by the time we get to college and you have to make a decision, you already are working with a very small pool of applicants. The Association of American Medical Colleges actually issued a State of the African American Male in Medicine report this past year and highlighted many of the factors that play into this. Lack of role models, lack of mentorship, financial constraints, and internalizing stereotypes and biases that make it difficult for young boys envision themselves as potential physicians and scientists.
Right. There's this idea if you go to medical school and you see no one else that looks like you there, that you might feel like an imposter, that you might feel like you're not qualified. And that's if you're lucky enough to get there in the first place. How destructive is that feeling?
I can't even begin to tell you. You know, sometimes I think it is by the stars lining up that led to me becoming a liver and pancreas surgeon.
You're a black woman and a doctor.
I am. And I did not see anybody who looked like me as I went through med school and I chose my profession. I had to actually go outside of my comfort zone and seek mentors. It's not like they sought me out particularly. I was fortunate. My parents instilled in me the concept of wanting to be a doctor quite early, and I was very strict. And I'm first-generation American. And in doing so, I made the effort early to find out, well, what does it take to get into med school? But you have to know what it takes early, right? And you have to be in a good program where you're taught the sciences in a way that you set not just the foundation, but you instill the love and excitement for it. And if you don't start out right, you're not going to end up necessarily with the most options as you're going to the next phase.
Well, and there's some research that says black students begin to fall behind as early as third grade when it comes to standardized test scores. You have broken the mold. You have said that by the grace of God, you became a surgeon. But did you ever feel that you wouldn't make it?
The challenges were there. Being a woman in surgery is challenging. Being a woman of color, you stand out in the most unique of ways. And, you know, you get through all your training and then you go into a patient's room, you describe a complex 6-hour operation and they're like, so when's the doctor coming in?
Hmm.
Or I bring in a cadre of students into a room, I'm the lead, and the patient looks at the tallest man in the room who happens to be a white male and says, doctor, can you tell me about my operation? So, you know, it's not enough that you got through all the training, but it's society's perception of you when you have to go in there and instill confidence in people.
Well, thankfully, there are people like you who are trying to solve this problem. You've created the Young Innovative Investigator Program at UConn. You've graduated 6 students this month. It was your first class. All of them were women, by the way. What is the idea of this program? Is it that you need to get students ready for medical school who might not be otherwise?
Well, I'd like to first give credit to the person by which this program came into being, and it's Dr. Cato Lorenzen. He's a professor at UConn. And this program came into being because, you know, he has a lot of affiliations with governmental entities, and they noted that there, despite all things being held equal, minority scientists were still not securing grants. By looking in and delving in, you realize that mentorship, lack of being situated in the right place at the right time early enough in your career, that sets you up to success later on, make a difference. And so the premise of this program was to create the next Einstein of color. And so it's not just to increase diversity in medicine. They have actually shown that having faculty at medical schools and medical centers who are scientists and doctors who teach also can not just inspire, you know, the next generation, but can actually facilitate other students of color to go into that role.
Well, and you lead me to my next question, which is, why does this matter? Does having a more diverse group of doctors out there working in hospitals and in the community actually help improve healthcare?
So let's just start with some facts. By 2025, we're anticipating as high as a 60,000 doctor shortage. So the demographics of our country are changing. And so the term minority will become obsolete. And if you think about the fact that we need more doctors, you're going to have to pull from that pool, number one. Number two, the term diversity is often perceived as somehow you're losing something in the exchange. I actually think of diversity should be a mark of excellence. They've shown in multiple venues and studies that diversity actually improves return of investment, improves quality, and in particular in medicine, health disparities will probably be the most dramatically affected when you have a diverse medical population.
How so?
First of all, many of these physicians tend to go back into their own communities to treat their communities. We had a student who wants to figure out a cure for the Zika virus because he's of Puerto Rican heritage. And that is something that affects all of us. So imagine what we will unleash, because a lot of these diseases, now as we become a global community, will come to our shores. So there is so much we can gain as a society by having a diverse population of scientists who are part of that think tank that creates cures.
Well, Dr. Linda Berry, congratulations. Thank you. You're a surgeon at the University of Connecticut Health Center and director of UConn's Young Innovative Investigator Program.
Thank you.